I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Sunit, for a while I've had this hierarchy of social media platforms in my head.
Oh, you mean a ranking of which one is the best?
No, it's more limited. A hierarchy purely based on the degree of trollish behavior or awful hate speech that I tend to encounter. I used to think Instagram was okay, followed by Facebook, then Twitter. Right at the bottom is Reddit, which has become a snake pit of late.
So the Instagram-Facebook combo is on top.
Yeah, that's what I used to think. You see where I'm going with this, right? Facebook, which also owns Instagram, is right now in the middle of a huge scandal.
Well, yeah, they got outed over the weekend by the Wall Street Journal for not taking down hateful posts penned by BJP politicians and Hindu nationalists. Some of those posts are quite horrible, openly inciting violence against Muslims and the Rohingyas.
And why Facebook didn't enforce its own self-codified rules is the interesting part here, actually. Apparently, the company's public policy head in India, Anki Das, played a crucial role, stressing that punishing violations would damage its business prospects. Put more plainly, tolerating hate speech might be good for business.
Anki Das has actually been a key player in the tech policy scene at least since 2011. There have been murmurs about her closeness to government on many occasions in the past, but this is the first time several employees of Facebook have openly, though anonymously, named her like this.
True, but the bigger issue is about Facebook's own rules, no? If one person can intervene and halt enforcement, clearly the process is pretty flawed.
Exactly, Ajay. And you know, this issue of who can say what on Facebook has been swirling around for a while. It's not just about India. The US is convulsed with this question as it heads into an important presidential election this November. Many other democracies are also trying to figure this out. That's why I had recently asked Salil Tripathi to look into this global race to rein in Facebook.
It's clearly not a pleasant picture. Salil actually quotes an independent auditor appointed by Facebook itself in his story. The broad takeaway from the auditor's report is this. Many of Facebook's users are disheartened, frustrated, and angry with the level of hate speech and vitriol on the platform.
One very clear example of this happened when President Trump said, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." He was speaking in response to African-American-led protest against police violence. Twitter took down the post, but Facebook did nothing.
Funnily, Facebook's defense is that the public has the right to see and hear what their politicians truly feel. The company's stand is that they will try hard not to take down anything that a politician says. Anything. I suppose this would be the so-called logic for not acting against BJP politicians too, although the company hasn't publicly explained its position yet.
I think it's going to get harder and harder to keep defending this position. Hundreds of big companies like Disney and Adidas have already declared that they will stop placing ads on Facebook in protest. There's even a campaign called Stop Hate for Profit to get more companies to follow.
Well, whether the campaign works or not, one thing is certain, Sunit. It essentially comes down to money. The reason Facebook is lax about certain forms of harmful speech is precisely because it drives engagement and increases the possibility of showing more ads to users. Bullies, hate speech, and angry shouting are all good for business. What's true for Indian TV news is also true for social networks.
To be fair, though, in recent months, public pressure has resulted in at least some positive change. Facebook recently hired several leading human rights practitioners to guide the company. It also constituted a 20-member Supreme Court of Advisors to decide on disputed content. A lot might depend on the U.S. elections, on how the next U.S. president decides to handle the company.
I suppose they are not going to get a free pass for far too long.
Yes, a good place to start would be to enforce their terms of service rules equally. Treat Trump and you and me just the same.
It's actually interesting how social media platforms create this illusion of being public spaces, while being these private domains with their own random selective rules. I think it's high time users fought back. Anyway, for now, I'm going to go check out the latest on the Facebook India scandal on my Facebook feed.
That's an excellent idea, Ajay. Do stay safe, though, both online and offline. If you're listening to this podcast, hope you stay safe, too. And do keep physical distancing in mind as you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks, as always, for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Livemint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.